Listen and stream the all-new talk radio, Freedom 106.5, for the only talk that matters.
Good afternoon, 20 minutes on the upswing today over 5 o'clock. Welcome to today's edition of Tasty Tuesdays. It's coming off of the heels of the public holidays, and we're talking about Good Friday, Easter Sunday, and Easter Monday. And now, Chef Sean Spencer joins us in the studio. Good afternoon, buddy.
Hey. Good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon, Davey.
Hey.
And Trinidad in extension.
All right, so been a long weekend.
Yeah, boy, really nice weekend, boy. I mean, that 4 days was really worth it. It was worth it. You know, you had a chance to really relax, you know, and kind of reset, as to say. Everybody back out and like ready to go. Like, you know, everybody had enough days home, you know.
Well, I don't know about that one. I
you gonna do it some more days home?
No, I. Holidays don't bother me. That's only bother people like all you. A long weekend and holidays. That don't affect me. Cause
so what you're saying, you're working right, Joe?
Gotta come to work.
Wait.
Radio does work on holidays.
Well, yeah, it's true. Well, yeah, there's some professions that continuously.
Well, I'm just wondering where you're going with that now. Cause,
no, well, there's some, not all professions are, but you.
Yours?
Mine too. I worked all that weekend.
Well, right. So if you get a catering job,
yeah,
you jump out, a wedding, a funeral. I don't know if it's cater funerals, but.
Yeah, well, you know, in this day and age, you know, that you had to work on weekends or holidays and stuff, you know, because, you know, the money have to keep rolling, right?
Well, that is it.
Yeah.
So the thing about it is, all this big hullabaloo about holidays.
Yeah.
I neither here nor there with it.
Neither here nor there. No. You know, a lot of the feelings of holidays and stuff is starting to kind of, when people start to get the true meaning of what some of these things is, you know, everybody kind of losing that. I don't know if you're getting older or what. You're kind of losing that.
I'm starting to feel is age, you know, boy. But it's still have people older than me.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're going through a midlife crisis, but they're jumping up. They're out there. I mean,
I think traditions are really hard to break. You know, some people are so
and that is the problem with traditions, boy. I am not a person that follows tradition. That is me. I'm not into this. Tradition dictates this. Tradition do
so
dictate.
So at least tell me, you had a hot cross buns.
No.
You didn't have a hot cross buns, eh? So you had one last year.
No.
So you did just now. See how we just followed. Let me ask you this question. You ever had a hot cross buns?
That is a good question.
Yeah.
No.
Just now, JV, we just start off good and then you just really start to upset me. How you can tell me you never had a hot cross buns?
I never had a hot cross bun? Like, eat a hot... What is a hot cross bun? Them buns where you see with the
guy,
cross?
Yeah.
I never had one of those.
You never had a hot cross buns?
No.
So...
I like sweet bread.
I want to leave it right here, but it should make the kind of, you know.
I've never had a hot...
Never bought hot cross buns? So?
Not to my memory. No.
Okay. I don't know where to cry this one now. But I can't mess with you because we never bake it at my home. Because that's a certain recipe I'd have to bake it, you know. Right. But at least you will go. I don't know what's the traditional part of hot cross buns.
I don't know. Like I say, if it's a bun,
yeah,
that
a
is
buns.
Put a,
yeah, with some
X on top.
Yeah.
Well, I eat the bun. I never had bun with an X on top of it. If that's what you ask.
There's a sweet bun.
It's
a sweet bun. A sweet yellow bun.
Right.
With like a little cinnamon flavor to it.
Okay.
And you take the icing sugar and you make a cross, a sign of the cross on it. It's just traditional. It's a regular bun, you know, but just, I think it's just traditional for Easter to put the cross on it.
I had a bun. But yeah. I never... Okay.
You had a bun.
With the cross on top of it and...
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. So you had sweet bread and all. Obviously, it has sweet bread.
I've tasted the sweet bread and all them kind of things. You know, the ones that are just cut up and sell...
Yes, a sweet bread, but you cut it and you sell slices.
Not the slice, no, boy. I have it in my mind and I'm thinking about it. And
drops?
Not drops. I want big up Chimook. I feel like I gotta pass by a Chimook and see if I get that. I'm now thinking about Chimook Bakery. I'm advertising that, just telling
you.
But Chimook Bakery, that's coming in my mind.
What flavor? That a coconut flavor?
Is that kind of...
It had a cinnamon
flavor. I like that drop. That particular type of bun. Uh-huh. It's not the bun, the yellow one. It's our next kind.
The yellow bun.
Yeah. I don't know when I finish work here.
Yeah, if they're going to still be open.
If they're going to still be open, but... Yeah.
You plug them in there, real nice day, you know?
Because
you want people want to go and find out.
I'll come in work early tomorrow. Yes, I'll go buy Chimuk and Gabon. And I'll send you a picture of it. Is that kind of bread?
So you could get it anywhere else or it's just that particular?
Normal. Well, I say Chimuk because I never see it by Linda's.
Okay, all right.
I just say, you know, I never see it by them other fancy bakery.
Nah,
I see it at the older bakeries now.
Oh, the older bakeries.
Yeah,
you're
still, they're still
it's not like them. A coconut a tart?
No, not a tart.
All right, okay then. Okay, because you know, long ago, pastries used to taste so different. Eh?
Boy, listen, I think about it and I'm hungry for it right now. Yeah. I go and check it out. Big up, Chimuk. Yeah,
I hope. But I'm still surprised that you never had. And I don't want to push it, but
no, I never
you should try.
If it's a bun, I see people just had this bun with the hot cross thing.
Yeah, that's what I saw talking about.
Well, right, I never had one.
So, your kids, have you ever bought any for your kids?
No.
So,
tradition. But if I never had it, is them I will give one?
Yeah, but I mean, well, that's because you never had it.
It's a good question because I don't like yogurt, but my kids love it and I give it to them. I don't eat yogurt.
So most traditional, do you practice like tradition? Do you practice do those things? So Christmas time come, you practice Christmas home?
No.
Oh, you don't celebrate Christmas? Okay.
It don't bother me. Let's call me the witch, you know. I is Grinch.
So you don't celebrate it, but your family, do your family celebrate it?
They don't celebrate it by me.
What, so what
my
kids?
Immediate
what,
house?
Well, yeah,
nah,
what about the kids?
I don't ever see no Christmas tree. I see Christmas tree by you.
Do you buy gifts at Christmas?
Throughout the year, they gain gifts.
Is this a religious reason?
They gain gifts throughout the year.
Okay.
And I'll tell you something about that whole gift giving. I know we have to talk about food.
Yeah, I know. But it's just interesting. You know why I ask this?
It's interesting that
a lot of people sometimes never had. You take things for granted. Like, I would take that for granted that everybody probably had a hot cross once. So sitting here with you now and you realize that you probably, I had to really throw that thinking out the window because you live in a small island like Trinidad and Tobago,
a lot of persons never experienced several. It took me as a grown man to visit Toko.
Yeah,
I would travel and every time I fly in an aircraft, I would look down and as Toko Beach you're passing because it's direct in the direct flight
path
when you're exiting Trinidad. Especially if you're heading north.
You serious?
Right.
Okay.
If you're heading to North America or up or anywhere there, you would, unless you're heading to the western side, the western side where the aircraft will take a turn.
But I see
it normally goes
to the same conversation we're going into our topic today. Because, same thing I was saying, I was having a conversation with a friend early on, and we West Indians in the whole, or sometimes even men in the whole, we don't like to really venture out, or you wouldn't see they're going to Bago and taking a. And Tobago is a twin island republic, and you just said you never go to Toko.
No, well, I said I visited Toko. As a big man.
Oh, wow.
And I am talking about, could be 7 years ago or 8 years. Yeah, six or 7 years ago was my first visit to Toko. I have never been to Toko beyond that. And I never went back after. I always hear about it. And that is facts.
Yeah.
You know, Tobago visits for me in every 10 visits, 3 probably would have been casual.
Okay.
The other 7, business.
Okay.
So, like I said, I mean, I hot cross buns and Christmas and them kind of thing, Christmas tree and them thing. We understand where it came from, you know.
Well, we understand where it came from as an adult, but as kids growing up.
So, just like how we understand shoplifting as an adult is wrong.
Yeah.
Why we not let our kids shoplift and then when they get
catched? Conception, we was taught that was wrong.
A shoplifting?
But, yeah.
Nah, well, you see, people need to wake up and stop fooling the children. I the Grinch, you know.
I don't think we're ready.
That is it.
Yeah, because they're going to have an uprising.
Society is not ready to speak
the
truth.
Yeah, they're not ready.
Big up the Pope, man. Yeah. Benedict XVI, that's why he not there no more. Because he talking truth.
Not in here. We said something recently?
Well, he not there no more.
Yeah.
Pope in 100 years that left the papal see and wasn't dead. He resigned.
Normally,
the papal see you're dead. Next Pope take over. But he talk out against it. I know this whole Christmas thing is a pagan thing and where it derived from it had nothing to do with Christianity. He talk about it now. You know what I mean?
Yes,
that's a whole different discussion.
Yeah,
but the point is, why do we that? I not put no Christmas tree in my house. I mean, but if you want to put one.
But do you have Christmas meal at your home? Like Christmas meal or traditional meals at your home? I mean.
No, I have food regular.
So you're just regular?
So normal.
So any.
I will eat ham tomorrow and bake my ham tonight. Normal.
Normal.
I don't have to wait for Christmas Day to do that. That's the whole point that's changing me. Gifts for the kids. It's throughout the year. So, but what if, and that's things just happen, and around Christmas time, I don't have money to spend. That's where the frustration that's coming, because we are allowing these traditional things to weigh us down. So we are bombarded by it. Well, it's Christmas. I see some people get crazy where they have to, is that I paint the wall, that I get this done. And if they can't get it done, they're going mad. They will take out big money loan, put the heart where they can't reach it, because the neighbor doing it, they still grew up in it. I know so.
Yeah, but if it didn't have some of these traditions, you would have never cleaned our wall or changed our curtain. You know, they would have never really. So there's a good
for some people. Yeah, for some right. People, yeah. So if you are custom, I reward my children across. So they want something to eat and they're like this. Well, here, what's going on? I will buy this meal for you all, you know. I'll prepare this meal, get this done, you know. But you see a room, get that sorted out for me. But it's not to say if they don't clean the room, they're going to leave them to starve. They just ain't going to get what they want. They'll get something else to eat.
You think you're robbing your kids of that traditional that you came up from, and the foods and so on, Diwali and stuff, and eat and stuff come around. And
they don't have to wait for that to get some curry. That's my point. That's the whole point, you know. I don't have to wait for a particular event to partake of a particular meal only at that event. And then going forward, what, we eating roti? You're eating roti right through?
No, you're eating roti right through, but at that particular day,
if that particular day you're feeling to eat chicken, we eating chicken. If you're feeling to eat stew chicken and rice with red beans, that is what we eating. People believe on Diwali day.
I'm trying to be devil's advocate here. That is all well and good, but that is... Then now, 10 years down the road, you'll come back and you will say, 10 years ago, you will come back, and 10 years after, you'll come back. 10 years from now, you will say that we lost every tradition. People like you, it's not teaching every tradition.
Traditionally, plugging that for me, please. Yeah, right. Well done. Nice like a pie. Let me see. All right, there is some juice. Yeah. A call coming in here. Hello, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Afternoon.
Yes, I'm
right. Going in, chef.
Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Hi there, man. How was your weekend?
My weekend was nice, man. I did some work and stuff, yeah.
I have an important question for you. Why it is that some people, when they eat curry goat, plenty curry goat and bust up shut, they sit down in a corner and sleep away?
I don't know about that.
Roll, bye-bye.
You know, and eat coming up just now, you know. I wonder if they have a replica that boy, a bullet teller went down.
Roll, how are you?
I want to eat coming up. I want to be a replica that.
Yes. All right, Roll.
I want to ask Rolly Jr. that.
All right.
Yeah, man. So, there are certain foods that, I'm saying it, there are certain foods that are really traditional.
Right.
And I think sometimes, I like how you think or how you're thinking, but then I beg to differ that the younger generation, your offspring, may not probably understand some of the traditions behind some of the foods, because some of the food have a certain history.
Well, I will tell you this much. You see, if I had to worry about it on that level, then I had to bring up my children under every religious organization, because they will miss out on tradition from Islam, Buddhism, Hinduism, Christianity.
No, you don't have to bring them up.
That's my point. Just the fact that they don't know them thing, them, and they're missing nothing, they still.
Yeah, well, they know.
Right. So let me be real. If it is you waiting for a birthday, your child's birthday, to buy a gift, and then coming around the child's birthday now, with the child anticipating it, my daddy just give me a gift around, it's my birthday, he don't play with that. And it's Christmas Day, I will get a gift. Two times of the year, this child looking out for that. And around those both timings, something traumatic happened to you with the family and finances. And you are not in a position to really expatiate as you would like with your child on gift giving. That child is now disappointed, because the traditions of the Sean family, the Spencer family, is in turmoil, because you had an accident with your car, you have things to pay around that time, and something come up with business. You don't have that money. When my children's birthday come around, they're neither here nor there. When it's Christmas time, they're neither here nor there. Because I will buy a toy.
So you telling me, so when your kids get big now and again, and another family who understand and likes these there's a big conflict of interest.
But die them. What make you feel my wife didn't have that whole thing? And
how you get out? How you get away from that?
That's what I'm saying. So
that's
what I'm telling you. Yeah. So I mean, it's conversations that have to be had. One, two. At the end of the day, then go deal with that. It's up to you. It's what you like. It's what you want. If you want a woman or a man to be in them thing and you like that, that is up to you. I don't like you like carnival. You just play mass. I don't play mass, and I not gonna be with no man who playing mass. If I with you and I take that one experience, we go down that road. We'll take that one experience. That will be fine. But to say I purposefully taking out a woman and me and she together and with husband and wife and every mass you have to play mass. If that is what you love, that is a deal breaker for me. I do not want a woman like that. But you're good to go. I'm not going to be with you and try to beat you in submission and quarrel. And I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
And if I meet you Carnival Tuesday because I'm working and I'm out on the road with a camera crew, I'm doing whatever, I'm working and I meet you and we get in a nice little groove and I meet you in a carnival costume jumping up in the back of tribe. All right. I have to deduce in my mind that that is what you are and you into that. And then if we get in now and you tell me, you know, I really look like that, you know, my friends encourage me this year and I try a thing. Okay. All is well and good.
Yeah.
You understand? But
wow. That was a lot. I mean, I could take that so many different ways, but
well,
I
don't think you, well, don't take it there if you don't want to.
The thing about it is,
it have deal breakers. And I mean, I'm a fella not into Christmas. I not into them. But if you like them things, big up your whole self.
I just like how to a point, a lot of nationalities have different types of food. And they're able to bring it out sometime on that particular day of the holiday. Except we type of black people type of food, you know. So, I like to laugh a little bit because I don't know what to cook when that time come around.
boy. People that say Christmas Day. All right, look at this. People that say on a Sunday, you would grow up, you had to eat a macaroni pie with a potato salad, callaloo, the crab. Some people boil provision. They put a little slice of sweet potato plantain on the plate, lettuce, a piece of beetroot.
Yeah.
Your whole plate full, so.
That's long ago.
You could imagine on a Sunday, somebody give you a Sunday lunch. Picture this back in the day. Sunday lunch is some pigtail soup. Soup on the plate. Where you get some spaghetti soup?
Yeah, man, might pull that outside.
You understand? Where the 9 yards, the whole 9 yards are to pull out on a Sunday. Who says Sunday lunch can't be some saltfish and rice?
Well, again,
or some saltfish and dumpling.
Again, that was tradition because back then, Sunday probably was the only day they had to really rest and they had the only day they could cook lavishly.
So you understand?
No, I understand. I'm just being devil's advocate.
Traditions only keeps us. Prisoner,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, it does.
Tradition holds you prisoner to your to it, you know?
Mm, yeah, it does.
Because when you, I mean, we could
go down that road, and I could continue going down that road.
We could have it nice, but tradition holds you prisoner. And if it is that it have good traditions, it's not bad ones. Yeah. It are traditions that don't make no sense. Let's do it. You understand?
Yeah.
But it makes no sense. But people does it.
Yeah.
I don't know. But when it comes to those things, traditions and all these different things, somebody's now showing me that we cameras off. What is that? All right. They want to see me.
Okay.
All right. They can see me now.
Yeah. All right. You're inside now.
Yeah. So, I mean, when you look at these traditions, is one
but
where
you understand why there's a need. I there's a little need for tradition because without traditions, you would not know who you are, where you come from, your ancestors. Tradition will. What do you mean? Why would you ask if tradition will make you know that?
Okay.
Yeah, because without tradition.
Would you like to know where your ancestors came from?
Yeah, that's a personal.
You would like that?
Yes, I would like to know.
But that information ain't going to make me richer.
Sometimes.
Do you know?
No, I don't.
Are you worse off?
I'm not worse off, but I could have been better off.
If you know.
If I had known.
What going to make it better?
What could have been better?
I don't know. I had to take a break.
Yeah.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.
Welcome back. 7 minutes after the hour, 5 o'clock. I want to give you guys a little difference inside Tasty Tuesdays for today, being Tuesday, the 11th of April in the year 2023 and not 1962. It's your boy Davey and Sean Chef Spencer in the building. Chef Sean Spencer.
Yeah.
Say that quickly. And this afternoon, of course, you all know the good chef, the owner of
Patience and Rush
restaurant. Of course, you can get him here every Tuesdays at 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. on Freedom 106.5 FM on the biggest show on the station.
Good to be here, man.
Ami are the biggest show.
Big up.
This afternoon, we want to talk about fantastic vegan foods. Now, it's not a topic that I totally want to go into because I can't see myself being a vegan. I can't see that. But I big up all those who are vegetarians and living a green life. Blessings. I will continue to have me. The closest I will come to a vegan is eating an Eitel chicken. You know it's Eitel chicken, right?
Eitel chicken.
As a chef, you must know why it's an Eitel chicken.
Yes, sir.
I remember I walk into a shop there, and a Rasta man in there, you know. So me ask the Rasta man, me say, hey, Ras, you know I go understand with that. How you big Rasta man, the Lion of Judah? You ever see a vegan lion? Ah, go for me with that. Show me a vegetarian lion. All lion is eat meat, man. Rasta, watch me.
Boy,
he say,
yeah,
you know, yeah. He say, my youth. You have a good point there, you know, my youth. I say, but let me be real. I never, Rastafari, the Lion of Judah, and all your thing, but all your, what is that? How the lion could be a symbol, and the lion is a meat eater, not the man. Then he watch me. So. I say, Rast, stop playing smart and foolish things. Go order a vegan chicken roti there for me, please. Give me a vegetarian chicken roti. Well, boy, the whole shop's had a laugh. What is that vegetarian? I said, I eat chicken that don't eat meat. Only crack corn. So if that chicken only eating crack corn.
Oh, God. I ain't able.
If that chicken don't eat worms.
Oh, God.
It don't eat no crickets. And it's only crack corn. That is a vegan chicken.
Wow.
I'll go eat that. But soya and all them kind of thing, and soya chunks and thing. My partner, I remember, boy. My good brethren, Brian. Carry me St. James a night to buy. Somebody say, boy, they want to grease your ball head, yes? Let's see, you can rub some grease on that. Hey, don't watch any camera.
I'll take out a porta wig.
Hey. I'll grease that bullet like basting butterfly turkey.
Oh, God.
You come, you see, I tell you on a big show. Them girls and I'm going crazy over here. I gotta take a bullet for next week. I gotta take a bullet. Let me take a call here. Good afternoon.
Yeah, Davey and Chef.
Hey, buddy.
Remember a couple Tuesdays back, I was giving you all a little kicks about the scrapper Barajan and them, and they say that the Barbados is the land of the flying fish, and things like that. We call that. Let me see if I remember. Well, you know, it have a big controversy going on right now with the Tobago fishermen and that flying fish.
No, there's one.
The flying fish really originate in Tobago waters.
Yeah,
but The smart man Bajan and them, they come, they bring some bait and they bait the flying fish and drag it all the way up to Barbados waters. You know?
The
Tobagonian and them, Tobagonian Jack and the Barbados skipper, they at war right now with regards to the flying fish.
All right.
The topic today is
vegan.
Fantastic vegan food. Have you ever had any vegan food?
Well, I am a strict vegetarian.
Oh, you are.
For the past over 20 years.
Oh, you
and
are.
I only eat things with egg in it.
You decide.
All right.
Okay. I'm almost 70 years old.
Uh-huh.
I plant a 3-acre parcel of land with lots of coconut and cassava and all, you name it.
Awesome.
By myself.
Uh-huh.
My blood pressure is something that's reading the 120s.
You serious?
Over 87 and so.
Uh-huh.
Right. And I could tell function in the bedroom. You know?
Okay.
Yeah, you know, so
there's plenty of information.
I'm a true vegetarian, and I learned it Hindu. Thanks.
Well, yeah, boy, that's good, man.
All right.
Man, see, healthy day, you know. He probably think of plenty of cassava and coconut water, boy. So I guess he's a true vegetarian, as he said.
Well, cassava and coconut water.
He says he plant a lot of cassava and he's drinking plenty.
Yeah, real vegetarians he had.
And he healthy, blood pressure is down, so which is
well, that's good. That's good. Too much of one thing, good for nothing. And what do we get from meats? You get protein.
The proteins.
I believe vegetables will give you that.
Yeah, so there are certain vegetables that give you the legumes, peas and stuff.
And all that will give you a little proteins and stuff like that. You know, I mean, I just try to figure out what is the need for me to be a vegetarian. Hello.
Hello, good afternoon, Davey.
Good afternoon, sir.
I saw an advertisement on the TV at the time on CNC. Why you have on a hat for, boy?
Why I have on the hat?
Yeah. When you're doing the announcement.
Oh, well, you're about the fifth person to ask me that question. They say you have a different color hat when you come to work. It's just something I've been doing for many, many years. You know, I like my caps, you know. It's just me.
You know, I want to tell you something. I'm thinking when somebody was saying maybe you have a bald head.
No. Don't distract those guys. Only one bald head person here. Don't give him that bald head.
I don't know. No. I do not have a bald head. But a lot of persons tell me, I have never seen the ad on television, though, but I heard it's out there. And
You look good. You look well. That is why a lot of people who... Now, I don't want to say it over the air. Leave it for next time.
But tell my text now, 306-1006.
No, anyone interested in here.
All right, Richard.
And you know, strange enough, because people are accustomed seeing you with the cap on, you know, when you have your cap off, you look totally different. Because
that's
the image that you have.
Yeah, so, it's just me. Yeah. You know, I rule out, I have a hat to match according to how I feel.
I used to do that. I think when you cross a certain age,
I pull my gap.
Yeah, you have them all lined up on the wall, right?
Yeah. But you see, where the barber marking you?
Nah, don't be on that. Don't be on that.
Barber still put. Yeah, I don't get that. The barber pulling.
Don't be on that. Don't come for me there. You take a special comb to have the ball and shine into. Don't be on that.
Somebody's saying you should be living with me. I burn all them hats. All your good, yes?
Yes.
Yeah, boy. You want to burn my hat on them?
Nah, boy.
You know what's going on with them.
Yeah. So he said he been eating vegetarian for almost 20 years. And he started planting up on his lawn and stuff, so which is really, really good. That people who have lawn, most people who have lawn and they plant and stuff, and they tend to eat a lot more healthy because you know they have the products that is really relatively there.
But does being a vegetarian makes you healthier? Good afternoon.
Afternoon, brothers.
Uh-huh. Hey, afternoon.
Sure, if I want to find out something, right? We're talking about vegan food here, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
This paneer, is this paneer healthy?
Paneer?
You ever heard of it?
Paneer
is a them tandoori hot and them kind of places that they selling these.
I am not familiar with it, but I could try to do some researching and find out for you when I come back next time.
That would be nice.
Yeah, paneer, right?
Paneer, P-A-N-E-E-R.
Okay, got you.
P-A-N-E-E-R, paneer.
Paneer, correct.
Paneer.
All right,
bro.
Got you.
Thanks. Yeah. So, I mean, the thing about it is, does being a vegan, you know, what is there a need to be vegan? Good afternoon.
David, I again, sorry.
Go ahead.
Do you know they have veggie chicken selling?
I tell chef that.
What kind of chef is he talking?
That veggie chicken? Yes, boy. That chicken is only eat crack one.
What's in the grocery? You get veggie chicken. They have veggie fish. They have veggie shrimps.
In the grocery selling that? So that's probably. Well, I had to go and check out the grocery and see this. I'm sure it's probably some sort of imitation.
It's soya.
Huh? How do so soya they make?
How they make it, how they process it.
Yeah.
You get in, I don't know if they take flavors. Something for yeah. some flavor.
The flavor.
And they feel it like a chicken.
Yeah, again, the flavor.
A chicken flavor.
I don't want no chicken flavor. Give me chicken.
Yeah, well, therefore, a lot of people don't buy it because why? If it could taste like flavor, like chicken, it'd be better go and get a real chicken.
Yeah, they probably because actually I was looking at something the other day and I posted on my status that there are factories now in the States that they actually doing meats from scratch with no animal. Just animal meats with no animal. And I was surprised when I saw that they're just running it in a laboratory and they're just growing these type of meats.
Yeah, there's a lot of groceries.
Yeah, doing it.
You'll get it up there, you know.
Yeah, doing it. In the next 10 years, not even so long, for the next 3-4 years, as you say, already in the supermarket down here already.
It's already down here?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Good afternoon.
Yeah, seriously speaking, right? Those products.
Yeah.
And this is my advice to people out there. Whenever you go in the supermarket, check the labels. The content of what you're buying, and for my opinion, you don't have to take my advice. Those artificial soya things,
yeah,
they are very, very unhealthy. You could take the content, go on Google, research it, and you will see for yourself. The natural way to go is eating more natural foods, and you were quite right, Chef. I plan what I eat, right? And edos, cassava, yam, peas, pigeon peas. Listen, my deep freeze, being a vegetarian, my deep freeze is full of packs of fresh pigeon peas, right?
Yeah.
And that's my mainstay protein, right? So my idea for lunch, a Sunday
so
lunch.
So just now call you don't get fed up with the pigeon peas, right? You because that's the one thing with vegetarian that I find that the only protein that you probably might really get in it is the peas, or you might switch a soya or tofu or something.
I do it once a week or once every 2 weeks. I eat a lot of lentils, black eyed peas, and chana. I soak chana overnight. And every time I make a pass in the kitchen, I take up a handful and I eat. And that is natural protein, right?
Yeah.
Right. So let me tell you a version of my vegetarian Sunday lunch, right? Fresh salad, fresh lettuce from my garden with cabbage and tomatoes from my garden. Easy salad, right? Cassava, boiled cassava. No fry, boiled natural, just with tomatoes, choka. And lentil or pigeon peas or red bean or something like that, right? And a glass of passion fruit or something like, or a punch or sea moss or something like that. That is my idea for lunch, Sunday lunch. And I know you will know that it's very nutritious.
Yeah, that song nutritious. That song, and you man talk about that and no meat at all on our plate, eh?
Yeah,
and long ago you used to think that you have to have a piece of meat on your plate in order to feel it. I don't understand. I don't know if it's the concept of having the meat on your plate that makes you feel as though, you know, you're getting strong or you need, because even in bodybuilders and stuff when you're training, you feel that you have to have that meat, that protein, you know.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it's advertising or that have our brain thinking that way.
I think so. And it's just a person should stop. If you see, you have to get the wisdom and the spiritual part. This is your side of me. Eh?
Yeah.
You see, when you're on a spiritual pathway, you would see that everything, I call it thing or animal, has a life, right? And in Hinduism, there are 4,800,000 species of life. Human beings is the number one. Right, and it gives you the wisdom to know that everything has a life, right? And you know, I'm not insulting anybody. I'm serious, right? It's only cannibals. They call the Caribs eat all the Arawak, and they call them cannibals, right? So I myself, I'm speaking on me. I am not a cannibal to eat another life. So it's when I realized this, what I'm saying to you, 20 years ago, is then I took a different spiritual pathway, you know, and I never looked back. and I am in a pinnacle of wisdom right now. Thank you.
I can make a comment on that. Eh? Hello.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Paneer is made out of the curdles
of milk, yeah.
With some lemon juice and other fruits. And the English word for it is cottage cheese.
Oh, okay. Because I'm now looking it up here and I saw that. Yeah.
That's right, on the computer.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very, very, very much. Yeah, now looking it up here. Yeah, all right. Cottage cheese.
All of you who feel that being vegan means you ain't killing something, let me give all you a rude awakening. Lettuce grows, cassava, all these plants, they have a life. They grow. And then you pick them, you kill the plant. If I seen anything off here, chef. Correct, man.
Yeah, man. I'll sit here. Go. You go hang yourself.
You murder the lettuce.
You go hang yourself.
You kill the potatoes. You kill the cherry.
What kind of show but they say talking about you killing the cherry and the potatoes? I mean, come on. Think of what you're saying. Because you remember.
Does a plant grow?
Animal have.
Does a plant grow?
Yes, a plant grows.
Does a tree have a life?
Yes, everything has life.
Everything. So when people use, well, you know, life and you're killing the animal, will you killing trees and plants?
I mean, there was a part, I heard my mom said once, there's a part in the good book that says, if man stop worshiping God, that even the rocks will stand up and worship him. So which means everything seems to have life. There's life in it.
I never heard that.
Yeah, I heard somewhere that.
I don't know which good book your mother read that in. Yeah. They often refer to the good book as the Bible. I have never heard that.
Yeah,
so whoever, where that is God's.
So what I was saying is that everything have life, but he also gave us dominion over, and we have to live and survive.
All right.
So I remember some time ago we were talking about when the earlier civilization, and we discover salt and black pepper and stuff, and we realize, hey, we can throw that at meat, and fire, and meat could taste so good. So
I am just saying,
away with.
Yeah, well, just to add to what you're saying, be a vegan. Don't come and hit me no foolery about killing and tilling. Because everything on this planet that breathes, that needs oxygen or whatever, because plants, they give us oxygen and taking carbon dioxide.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? But so how are they doing that? Because they're dead, they're alive. The celery grows, so it's planted so and it's grow.
What you advocating now? You're advocating that the plant, everything have life.
Then
and so then what do you want me to eat then?
Drink water.
No, what do you want me
drink
to eat?
Water. Nah. Drink water. Drink water.
We have to eat something.
When you come and you talk about life and you say life, like he just talk, life. When you plant some red beans, it grows. It life. It's life. It gets roots. It takes in nutrition. It grows.
Have you ever had the chance? Let me ask you this question. Have you had a chance to slaughter any animal?
I know.
Okay, so that is why you say you're talking like that.
No, even if
actually slaughtering animals.
I would imagine it's a different.
Go ahead.
I would imagine it's different. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Afternoon.
I'm listening to my brethren there.
Yeah.
Who is making an analogy with making a comparison between plants?
Yeah. Yeah, help me here because I really tried with him here.
Yeah, yeah.
I also
make is making reference to the good book.
Yeah.
So not me, eh? He did.
I understand the Bible as it is. And I understand creation. And I understand that when God created man and animal, the only thing that God instructed man to eat were the herbs and the fruits of the land. Not living animals. And while plants are living, they are life-giving.
Yeah.
Animals are not. Plants are life-giving. When you eat the herbs, they produce, they give you life. They give you healthy life. Right? The human body was not designed to actually digest that meat that we eat on a daily basis. So KFC flooded out, this one flooded out, people just on a meat frenzy, and that is the reason why we have so much a high percentage of heart disease in the country, There are people getting stroke at a very young age. Those of us who grew up, who I am over 50 years, and I know growing back up in the olden days, when we used to go in the backyard and eat a little cassava, and dasheen bush and dasheen, and grew up on fruits and vegetables and fish up in the country, right? Sickness like stroke, not even stroke, you used to hardly hear about stroke, but high blood pressure, diabetes and things, arthritis, those things are only associated with the age, you know.
True, that is true, you know. That is
you
really
understand?
True, yeah.
But now, young people from very young, imagine the children are being born, they're born with arthritis. Young age in the hospital already, heart attack, massive heart attack. Why is that? Because there are too much junk that we are eating that is clogging our arteries that we were not designed to eat. So therefore, wild fruits and these things have life because they have to grow, right? They are not living as an animal do, but they are life-giving to the human being. And it was the only thing that God created for us to eat. And even for the animals, the animals were supposed to be eaten even from the herbs and the seeds of the field, and not animal eating animal and man eating animal. It's because of the fallen state of man and the wickedness of man and the rebellion nature of man and the heart of man, why man has gone so diversely apart from what God has created us to be. So, gentlemen, I hear you, but I'm not totally in agreement with you in terms of killing the plant. I'm crucifying the plant.
I think you tried to be devil's advocate here. You tried to say slaughter everything.
But good program, all this.
All right. Now, people, while we're here, I'll just put out this disclaimer. This is not a religious program. We're not talking church.
No.
But because that caller now mentioned that we're supposed to eat herbs and plants and vegetation of the land as it was created. The lions, all these animals, that is how they used to eat. I don't know if the Garden of Eden, that is what they used to eat. However, I do know, based on reading and studying of, as your mom put it, the good book, I understand that after the, for those who believed it had one, after that, when Noah exited the ark, at that time was when man started to eat animals. Before that, no. If you do your history, your theoretical history, you'd realize before that, we were vegetarians.
Yeah, I can't argue with you there.
After the flood, it had nothing growing on the planet. So they were instructed by God. They can, and that's how it happened. That's when it started, based on research. That is where it started.
Okay.
But in the past, that wasn't the case. Good afternoon.
Yeah, fellas, I hear you there. No, what and the theory I heard is that when you look at the link of the human intestine, we were not designed to eat too much of meat.
No, we wasn't.
But the animals that are carnivorous, like the lions and things, their intestine is shorter than us. So it's like, you know, we are the kind of like, you're supposed to really balance it off. But you know, if you observe even the animals, they, due to the fact that they are controlled by instinct, they balance it off. They, you know, they wouldn't eat gluttonously. They have a time for breathing, time for everything. But we know we were supposed to be endowed with sense to be able to rationalize.
All right.
But we don't rationalize with just what the eye see. We just long and long for what the eye see.
All right.
And not just even it, but you know, we need to really, you know, the Minister of Health was saying the amount of money these normal diseases that you know that most of the time self brought on cause us. I know people that want to mash up the hospital and beat up the doctor and go down there, but they don't be our way. You know, if I practice that habit some, and we can't start. You know, normally we just start to change our habits when we hear we get sick enough. Normally from the time you turn small is about to start because you start to do damage in your body from small by eating too much of the refined sugar and all these other things from small. So it is, I mean, why having a lower age of diseases now? Because people have more money now. We hold money killing you. I remember in my day, you see chicken ass on there alone and again one or two pieces and now them drinking about eat chicken every day.
All right.
Doctor, listen, man.
Yeah, man. Somebody says, the gentleman who said the Carib were cannibals and ate all the Arawaks is part of Columbus' lies. All right? And they were Carinas, and some still exist as first people of the Western Hemisphare. The gentleman should visit the first peoples of Arima community located in Arima and get some knowledge from the source before sharing foolery. Some of the best vegan foods came from the first people. For example, cassava, which we use to make, what is it, fine? Or fini or whatever? Fine, F-A-I-N-E?
Yeah.
And cassava bread. And all these things.
Farine. That's the same thing I was talking about.
Farine. It wasn't spelled bad, yes?
Yeah,
right.
Farine.
Farine and cassava bread and fermented drinks. Carib and Arawaks never existed, according to this text.
No, we remember we started off talking about traditions. All right. And the same thing I was, I was saying, he asked me if I wanted to know much of my tradition. I was saying yes, because again, however you eat, you're going to teach your kids how to eat.
I understand that. Right. I don't see how learning about where my great-great-great-grandfather come from going to benefit my life now.
Suppose your great-great-grandfather was one of the best cassava bread maker, that same thing, Farine, and had some real good recipes that could
and
help.
And again.
That could help
again.
Not only you, but other people.
How is me knowing...
Because someone somewhere along the line, you may not do it, but your child might pick up on it, or your next, his child might pick up on it and do something good for the community.
And again, somebody said, Chef, you ever made curried mushrooms simmered in coconut milk and jeera?
Yeah, not in jeera, but I made curry mushrooms already. Not in jeera. That sounds really good. That sounds good.
Somebody that's a nice dish. Somebody asking me what the man tell me about my hat.
I ask them if it is portobello mushroom. Well, they probably hear me. Portobello mushrooms they use, or what type of mushrooms?
Can't say.
Because
I just want to advise persons, just I ain't digressing here, Chef, but there's a big accident in Clarkson Bay that have traffic backed up all the way on the highway at this time. So if you're heading down south, you're in for it.
Yeah, like some I just want to call out some sources of a protein is like spinach, Brussels sprout, broccoli, asparagus, lentil, chickpeas, artichoke, cauliflower, potatoes, corn, lima beans, black beans, kale, sweet corn, pimento beans, mustard greens, collard greens, beet greens.
All these are vegan stuff.
Yeah. Well, it's not really vegan. But like, if you say it's vegan, really, it's food. Because when you say it's vegan stuff, you're making it sound like, yeah, well, this is vegan stuff. No.
It's food.
Yeah, it's food.
But is that meat? It's meatless food.
Yeah, because you come to a restaurant and you might get collard greens with a steak. It's still part of it. Now, you could get collard greens with beans, and the beans is the protein without the steak. So it's food. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Let me hear what this person has to say here.
Davey, around our Paleolithic age, persons would have been eating fruits and nuts and all those things. And let's say that was about 12,000 years ago. Could be more dated back.
12,000.
And it's the advent of when people started to get involved in agriculture and the rearing of animals and plants. That is when our diets started to change.
I don't know. 627-3223-625-2257. I don't know where you get that from. But.
That's when I went back and I talked to you about if you ever slaughter animal in the sense of there's something called like rigor mortis, like sometimes you just slaughter it and you had to stun the animal. And you scare them, and they seize up, and then after you kill it, after a while, the blood starts oozing out. So if you don't drain it and wash it out properly, so actual killing of an animal,
you don't know how to do it.
You don't know how to do
it. Hello.
Yep, that is why long time.
That is why you're.
That's why long time they used to have a man that trained that they called a butcher.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. True.
That was a speciality.
Yeah.
Now, if you check the boy 12,000 years. It came back to the story, because if we look at the Bible history, we never actually did any farming to say that we farmed household animals. More or less everything was on its own. The only time in the Bible that we record animals being besides and Noah was before Jesus Christ, right?
Yes.
So the only time you could remember animals in a barn is Jesus in the manger, right? Think about it. The only time before that you could remember animals in a barn is Jesus in the manger. Before that, in Moses, Noah time, there was no such thing. It's after having that ride in the vessel, realized that we could have animal husbandry.
Yes, I said that.
Right. So your boy come there with 12,000 years ago. Like, he wasn't listening to
it. Well, I don't know. I hear it. 2.5 million years that he corrected himself. I hear it, but I don't think...
Education doesn't make you intelligent.
Well, Bible doesn't support that.
No, but it's more or less... No, but technically, if you look at the history and you combine it together, that is the most common theory that you could... or plausible theory that you could come up with. Because there is no way in recorded in Egypt or anyway that they could swear that a human being at that time was a caliph.
Exactly.
Enjoy evening.
Thank you. It came about after. So even...
But why taking so long? All right, eating meat came about after.
Yeah.
Right, so it took over the whole thing.
It was added to man's diet.
Yeah.
By the creator.
Added, right, okay.
It was added to man's diet by the creator.
And it seems like we like it so much that we've gone away. Well,
the Bible, but since then, it was never forbidden, you know. A lot of, now, like I say, we're not discussing religion, but...
It goes to the core of the conversation because we were meant to eat a certain way. And we have gone away from really eating that way. So,
well, I don't think. Okay.
So that's what I'm saying. To our point, we don't want to get into it, but our point, we have to, because most of the time, the caller who said before, and we all know when we eat too much of meat and we eat all this other fast food and stuff that is not good for us, it really lands us in
too much
in
of
problems.
Anything good for nothing. If it's wrong, I eat lettuce every day, whole day.
But you eat lettuce alone.
But, I just saying.
But there are people who eat in lettuce every single day.
Every day they're eating lettuce with some berries.
And they're living healthier than the people who are having just meat alone.
But they're still living past 100.
But because the age expectancy has reached what?
Reduced to 3 scores and 10.
All right, so we're trying.
I'm trying to tell you, anybody living over 70 years, you're in borrowed time.
All right, but you're living, probably, let me say you live to 80, 85. Mm. But you're living to 85 with your good faculties. You're still all okay. Right. That's a difference, and you're living till thing, and you can't walk, and you...
All right, hello.
Yeah, gentlemen.
Yeah.
My mom is 89 years old. Her sister is 91.
Mm.
And the other sister is 80.
Mm. Nice.
Brother is 79.
Mm.
I say all this to say that they grew up country, right? And it's amazing because I always ask them why it is that pa and uncle and they didn't pass on the tradition of cassava bread.
Mm.
Making of cassava bread and farine, because we grew up, you know, in that they're doing this thing and you're seeing them doing it. But it was never passed on. So you find that these things that you're all talking about, is, which was very healthy, right? You ain't seeing cassava bread anymore. And if you ask a young man about cassava bread, he don't know what you're talking about.
Mm.
You understand? He can tell you about corn, right? Mm. But actual cassava bread and eating that with some avocado and these things no longer exist, right? So we have diverse a great deal from what was nutritional now. So much that, and right now you could grow a chicken in 2 weeks. When you were growing up, ask yourself a question. And you know about fowl, you could go and hold a fowl crow and you could feel the grains in the crow.
Mm.
You could have feel the cracked corn or the green mash in the crow.
Mm, yeah. But he ain't gonna know about that, but I understand what you're talking about.
You understand what I'm saying? If you go now on a fowl pen now, any one of those factories, anyone, and you feel one of those crows, it's empty, it is air. Why? These are chemically based animals. And even the fruits that are produced today, and not the fruits, the vegetables and things, chemically based. So everything is designed for fast. we talk about fast food in the fast food outlets. You made mention about that.
No, not
vegetables are fast food as well.
Yeah.
Right, because they are chemically based. Let me see how fast we could. We don't want it to go the distance, because why? It will be attacked by what? By termites, pesticides and things.
Yeah.
Right. So we put chemical to keep them away. But in doing that, trying to make the fast money in producing it, what happened? We have a consequential effect. A lot of people getting sick at the hospital, because why? We go on to the market saying, well, we're going for healthy vegetables. Who said healthy? You understand?
Yeah,
it may be more
yeah.
healthy than, but who said healthy? You understand? So it goes back to us having individual responsibility, whereby we have to learn now how to grow the grow box home.
Yeah, but we keep saying these things, and the same thing I was trying telling David just, and we started off the conversation about hot cross buns.
Yeah.
And we keep saying these things that we have to. But if we self don't want to do it, and we're not teaching the younger generation about it, I mean, those traditions are just going to fall away. And in the next 10, 20 years, and when the next generation come up, they're gonna know about is the fast food, because that's all they like and what they're going to.
Well, correct is right. And that is why I said, that's why I use the term grow box. And the reason why I say the grow box, right, is because that is an alternative to if you have a piece of land whereby you could grow out of the natural soil or the ground, right? But now what we have in houses, we call concrete jungle, HDC houses, where you cannot, so there's no place to plant. Everybody has condemned greenery and condemned the forestry and condemned the fruits and plants and things to build houses, because that is all part of a progressing, developing nation where you have a population increase. You have to make room to build house, right? So we have to find creative ways in which now to grow our fruits. And you are correct. Now, you can go online. You could go on YouTube and learn how to do grow box and teach your children that you could have grow box right in the back of your yard, right in the back of your house, on a piece of concrete. Just get the box and them in the soil, and you grow your fruits and your vegetables, which is pure, and you eat that, which is organic, right? The problem is that because the children now has already eaten fast food, so now to recalibrate them to eat healthy now is a challenge, because that is how we culture them from small growing up. You understand? This is something we have to start from small. Oh, the only thing is that the only time we just start to eat healthy is when you go by the doctor and they tell us, hey, you see right now, you're in a very, very critical state right now. If you don't stop eating this, if you stop doing this, you're dead. You know, all of a sudden we know to stop it.
Yeah. Yeah.
That is where we are going to reach.
That's so true.
But we feel we can live for long doing the wrong thing now, right? Have to stay better.
Yeah, thank you. And somebody said the first people in Arima used to make cassava bread and
fruit. I wonder what the last people do.
You could get it at
what the last people the do. Hello.
Hi, good afternoon, DV. Good afternoon, take care. Very, very nice program, man.
Thanks, man.
Very, very nice program. I like it. Listen, and you're so correct. I think the caller, your guest, made the point about that legacy we haven't created to stay with where you see the old time days. You know, where I know my mom used to cook in a little pot with fire below and fire on top, because that was kind of rural.
Yeah.
Now, urbanism has really, really, how to put it, given away the whole idea of legacy with old-time food and that kind of thing. But in the rural areas, it still happens. The senior community still make their roti and they smoke herring with their edos and that kind of, you know, they still do it.
Yeah.
They still do it. My mom, God bless her soul, still, you know, before she died, we still continue the whole question of having Indian type of food and Creole dishes, you know. So we still do it in the country. My granddaughter's Ikareli. She's only five.
Yeah.
She's only five, baby. So it depends on, and it is so correct, when you get accustomed with fast food. And now, I'm not pushing aside fast food, because I like my fast food. But I'm old. I strike that balance. But when a young person gets aligned to fast food, you can't bring him back to bhaji, to spinach, and that kind of thing. It's very difficult.
Yeah.
How do we move forward?
Yeah.
Let the guests tell me.
Well, because most of the time when we have kids, and I'm sure I'm going to ask David this just now, because every time we have kids, you're going to, one of the statements that we always say that my kids mustn't suffer, they mustn't go through what I go through. And it seemed like it probably is right that we make that statement, because every generation supposed to do better than the generation before, and that is really what progress is, but at the same time, we're losing a lot of traditions.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I did happen.
Are they quiet, man?
Good man. Here, I want to ask your chef one question. He gonna know. Why it is a chula food that tastes sweeter than soul food?
A chula food that tastes...
How do you do it
over here? You're trying to set me up there, so yeah. A chula food that tastes better than soul food, you're saying? That's what you said? Hello?
He gone.
Yeah, I think that's what he said?
I think so. I wasn't really. I didn't hear
it. I didn't hear it. I think he said soul food.
Hello?
Chula.
Nah, it means stove food.
Soul food?
Stove.
Oh, stove food.
Fireside. Oh. Chula is what? Chula is Hindu people would. Fireside. You understand?
Yeah. I catch what they say now. Well, you see, I remember that old fireside, that old tradition.
That was a different story.
There's a whole different. Yeah, there's a whole different thing.
It all depends on the kind of wood you're using. Sometimes you look up at the smoke and then up inside of the food that makes a difference in the taste.
Yeah, but that's a different flavor, because old tradition, real old tradition. I was talking to a friend the other day and I was thinking about doing a restaurant and a piece of land and just roasting everything, just open roasted. You see, roasting
stuff?
That's
a very good idea. Yeah. And that would keep the same thing that we're talking about.
Yeah.
And alive.
Yeah.
The exactly. Drama out to roast a breadfruit, out to roast a baigan.
Yeah.
Because, let me ask you something, you're a chef.
Uh-huh.
How many types of eggs it have? I'm not talking about name of eggs in the sense of name. I'm talking about, I realize there's a way in which they grade eggs now based on its organic variation.
Yeah, they're grade eggs, but most of the time we in the supermarkets we have grade A eggs, but they
which
are different.
Is considered what? Okay. Free range, a chicken that pen up for your entire life, and all he doing, he ain't coming out.
Nah, he ain't coming out. He's not supposed to come out. He's supposed to sit down right there, no
sit down
sunlight,
right there
and
for
just lay.
Entire life if it's 3 months or how long?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
He's laying eggs
yeah.
For a particular time.
Yeah.
Then there's our next section.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing, look at that. And based on how the chicken was raised, determine the quality of the egg, and they tell you which one is more healthy than which one is.
That's
long
right.
Time before. If you look sharp, it has some trend on, probably never even see a fowl in their life. The only chicken them know is the red and white box.
That's funny. But you're right, though. You're
I'm
right.
Telling you, there are some children, depends on where they grow up, the only time they see a fowl is either on the internet or... It comes, this is what it looks like in the red and white box when mommy cook it.
No, but you'll be laughing at that. And that's a true statement, because how we have chickens and dogs and stuff running on and stuff running across here over in the states and stuff. You don't
that
have,
didn't
this,
happen.
You didn't have these ideas.
That didn't
these
happen things, yeah. Because I told them long ago, my grandparents, my father, mining chickens, turkey, goat, sheep. If we go in and cook a chicken, which is on a Sunday,
yeah.
The whole chicken on a Tuesday, the pen it up because it's free range.
Yeah.
So you pen up that chicken for how much days, they pull the jaw out of fowl for a period of time. And then, now a chicken is grown in 3 months organically. Yeah. The chemical they put in that alone, you eating that every day. You know what happened? I didn't eat that at all. Enjoy the evening.
Yeah, man. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks very much, caller. It's about that time for us to pull the curtains down on this show. But as we wrap things up, you know, talking about the First Peoples and so forth, you know, and the vegetarians are out there. I mean, is it expensive to eat eat as a vegan? I would imagine it is.
No, it's not. Why would the first thought
come up because of all the different? Remember, you're not. It's easier to buy cheap. It's cheaper to buy what fast foods and these things, but to eat healthy.
Why is it cheaper to buy fast food? It's not cheaper to buy fast food. It's just laziness.
So yeah. Okay.
You're lazy.
So
it's
to
really,
eat yeah. to eat healthy and eat as a vegan, it is more cost effective.
Yeah,
we
think it's more cost effective because of the fact that you actually had to go buy a couple items, go home, cook it and stuff, versus fast food when you just go, the meal is already prepared. That's why they call it fast food. But remember, there's a consequence to all this set of fast food, you know. So I think if we start changing the mindset and thinking it's expensive to to eat vegan, because the first thing people say is expensive to
so
eat vegan.
So, in a nutshell, to eat vegan is not that expensive.
It's not that expensive.
It's less expensive.
I wouldn't say it's not. I wouldn't say it's less expensive, but if you start with a little lighter conversation, right, it's almost the same. It's around the same. But if, once you start saying it's very expensive, boy, it's more expensive.
Well, I think we got the crux of it. So yeah. To eat, do vegans get all the nutritional value from being a vegan? You said it earlier, they do.
Yeah.
All right, so they do get the value. So, folks, having said that now, this is where we pull the curtains down and say goodbye to you for today. And for those of you that want to get $30 a pack for the farine or the cassava bread, you can do so at the Arima Community Center. Paul Mitchell Street in Arima. Somebody asking why I cut off Sean from sharing information. What information he was sharing? I cut you.
I think they say the same thing. They're talking about the first people. The first people was making the cassava bread.
The cassava bread.
Yeah, the fresh cassava.
So you could still get it. Out there at St. Paul Mitchell Street in Arima, the community, Arima Community Center, is $30 a pack. All right. Somebody says an excellent vegan dish to replace meat: cubed eggplants, carrots, cauliflower, onions, garlic, and tomato sauce, grilled in the oven, perfecto.
Yeah, somebody saying also say there are youths among the first people in the community centered learning. So I assume Arima Community Center, you could go and get the cassava bread, which is good, and farines and stuff. And they also have youths there who among them, the first people who actually. So I guess you could go there and get some history too of the same first people in Arima Community Center.
All right. And. With that being said, we say thank you very much for being a part of the show this afternoon. And we look forward to hearing from you guys again in the not too distant future. Sean, your closing remarks.
Yeah, man. Healthy way of living. We had to start thinking a little different in the sense of, because if I show around 70, 80 years, DV, I want to see her come in the nursing home and rub the ball head a little bit and sit down and drink a lot, you understand? But if you keep eating the way we eat it, we ain't going to live to see that.
We ain't going to live.
Yeah, we ain't going to live. All right, so make sure you hydrate and stay healthy.
And that's it. They say love at first sight is often cured by a second look. But once you fall in love with Tasty Tuesdays, we promise you will never have to look again. Until the next one, when you miss me and Sean, we gone.
Talk is streaming at freedom106.5.com.